There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing, and today I'm joined by Tara West, Biddable Media Manager at Headstream. Hello, Tara.
Hiya, hello.
Let's start off with you telling us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Headstream.
Okay, cool. Well, as you said, I'm Biddable Media Manager here. We're an agency based in Southampton and London. We've just been ranked third in the Drums Elite Independent Agency Census, which we're really proud of, so kind of growing rapidly at the moment, and it's all really exciting times. Traditionally, we're a content marketing agency. We're moving a lot into paid search and paid social and that side of things. So all exciting times.
Sounds good. So what's been happening in PPC? I mean, we haven't talked about it for a little while on the podcast. What's the latest news?
So in terms of latest developments, I think the biggest thing is a bit of a shift from kind of standard keyword targeting into this new sort of people targeting kind of frame of mind, where it's not just about keywords anymore, but we've got things like remarketing lists for search ads where you can tailor your bidding based on someone's previous interaction with your site, or Facebook ads, which is getting a lot more ad spend and a lot more attention from advertisers at the moment because of the scope of the targeting you can do with it. And again, that's just all about targeting people and behaviour rather than just keywords. And I think it's just going to grow and grow from there. So the possibilities are kind of endless with when we're seeing Facebook teaming up with third-party data suppliers and credit card companies and things like that. We'll see it expand endlessly and lots of targeting opportunities.
Now, remarketing lists for search ads, they've been around for a while, but tell us a little bit about them.
Yes, they've been around since 2013, but they're still quite underused at the moment, which is a huge shame because they're a massive opportunity to gain really good competitive advantage. So the key thing with them to understand them is to not think of them as remarketing, but just as another layer of targeting for your text ads. So Google kind of confused things by calling them remarketing lists for search ads, because although they are remarketing, they're not used in the same traditional way. So you don't just show people text ads here, there, and everywhere on Google search. They have to still be searching with the keywords that you're bidding on. So it's effectively like adding a layer of targeting to your existing search campaigns, or to create a new campaign or ad group that specifically targets the list of users when they're searching with the keywords that you're bidding on.
What would you say is the top thing to think about, Tara, when using PPC for e-commerce?
So for me, I think it's all about using product listing ads really well. So you can get a really good return on them, and it's a great way of kind of getting your whole product feed in search without having to create text ads for absolutely everything. So just using them really strategically with things like the custom labels option. So if you've got a product that has a huge returns rate or something in your stats, you might be seeing loads of revenue come from it. But actually, if you label it up using custom labels, you can see that you can group it as something that's got a big returns rate, and then you're not fooled by this kind of huge revenue coming from it. You're not adjusting your bids based on kind of an inflated figure. So it's just about being strategic and using those extra functions, really.
Now, a lot of our listeners are towards the smaller end of the sort of business size, Tara. So what would you say is the best way to get started with PPC on a small budget?
So firstly, I'd say be clever with it. So don't trust Google to guide you through the setup process, because they, although they can be helpful in a lot of ways, they aren't always clued up on the way to use a budget most effectively. And that means you can burn through your ad spend really quickly.
Yeah.
If you can afford to, not just saying it because we are an agency, but it is worth getting a professional to come up with your initial strategy or build the campaign for you initially. Because if you can get that right to start with, then obviously you save a lot of money in the long term because everything's in place to start with.
Mm.
So I'd say be realistic about what your budget can achieve as well. Don't kind of think we want to target the whole of the UK, but we've only got a budget of £10 a day or something. Think quite long tail. So when you're choosing your keywords, use a tool like Ubersuggest or something that's not just the AdWords keyword tool, because that generally will just bring back quite expensive competitive terms.
Yeah.
Lots of modified broad will work really well, which will help you kind of find even more long tail terms to go after, which will just help kind of narrow down your costs. Don't let ads run across the whole of the UK if you're a local business and you only kind of target a few miles around your location. That's usually the best way to use your ad spend.
Yeah.
And make the most of ad extensions, so they all help towards your ad rank and can keep your cost per click as low as possible. And also conversion tracking. So if you've got a limited budget, it's super important to just be looking at what is and isn't working well, so you can really hone down and get rid of the stuff that isn't working and make the budget you do have as effective as possible.
Yeah, it's all about feedback and adjust, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And if you haven't got conversion tracking there, you won't be able to see what's working. So again, it sounds like something that's complicated to set up, but it's really straightforward. So it's worth getting in place at the start.
And of course, you mentioned remarketing lists for search ads. I mean, presumably they're useful as well, aren't they, Tara?
Yeah, definitely. So if you've got a small budget, it's fantastic to use them because you can get extra value from the traffic that is coming to your site.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you want to bid on quite generic keywords that you maybe not would think would are going to cost a lot of money and the users aren't necessarily going to be the most qualified, by using RLSAs, you can bid on those keywords but only show them when people on Google are searching have already visited your site. So you know that that traffic's a bit more qualified and a bit better quality. So it's more likely to convert. So you can justify kind of spending money on those keywords that would otherwise be really expensive and maybe not perform very well. So that's one really good way of using them. You can also, for example, if you're a local lead generation site with a small budget, you could exclude anyone that's already contacted you from seeing your ads. So that's a nice way of just making sure you're not losing impressions and clicks to people who have already visited your site and you've already got contact from them. So it's kind of no value to have extra contact.
One thing I've noticed, Tara, is especially in more recent times, we've seen sort of, you know, pay-per-click and paid social sort of working together. In your opinion, what's the advantages in looking at these sort of together?
Yes, it's definitely best practice to look at them both together. Often we find clients will come along and say, just look at the paid social side of things for us. But actually, if you can look at the paid search and any other biddable activity kind of in silo, you'll see that everything is influencing each other. So social is great for driving consumers at the top of the funnel where you want to build that awareness. So maybe they're not even aware that they need your product or service yet. But you know that your target audience is perhaps a certain age and likes certain things, or if somebody likes this particular thing, they're likely to want to get involved with your product or service. So you can use social to attract those users, the right kind of people that could well have a need for your product at a really low cost. That drives awareness at the top of the funnel. And then you've got obviously PPC, which can drive traffic lower down the funnel where people are actively looking. And they're probably now aware of your product or service because you've also been targeting with them with social ads. So it just helps everything kind of gradually move down the funnel and just increase that likelihood of conversion.
So Tara, I always do this to my interviewees. Three top tips that sort of small and medium businesses should be doing right now in the sort of PPC and AdWords arena.
Okay, so definitely I've spoke about it a little bit already, but looking at other traffic options such as Facebook, so you can really hone in your targeting. Look at that people targeting side of things. So add RLSAs if you haven't got them already. And get your website in shape. So it's harder and harder to compete on PPC at the moment because there are so many changes and it is becoming so much more advanced. So you need to make sure that when you do get the traffic to your site's ready to convert them. So you're optimized for mobile and you've really reviewed your conversion process and everything's in place to make it as straightforward as possible, really.
Mm. So Tara, thanks very much for your insights. How can our listeners find out more about you and more about Headstream?
So you can visit us at headstream.com or find us on Twitter, which is just at Headstream.
So thanks for listening, everyone. Show notes, as usual, are at sitevisibility.com/IMpodcast. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. And if you fancy a bit of writing, we do like reviews and ratings on iTunes, so feel free to do that. If you've got any questions, the email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. And if you want to leave a message on the hotline or sing us a short song, just kidding, +44 1273 256 150. So that's all from me, Andy, and it's all from Tara.
Thanks very much. See you soon.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.